This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to another edition of the Spurs Chat podcast. Of course, we face Nottingham Forest at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Sunday, back in Premier League action, 6 p.m. kickoff. There is now 8 games to go, 6 weeks left of this Premier League campaign. To preview the Spurs v Nottingham Forest game with me, I'm delighted to bring back Ben from the Nottingham Forest fan channel, Dora on Tour. Ben, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Chris. Look forward to tomorrow's game. Revenge is a must after you lot beat us 2-0. But yeah, thank you for having me on again, Chris.
Pleasure, and great to have you here. Ben, let's start by talking about your feelings at the moment about Nottingham Forest, because of course you've had 4 points deducted. Forest at the moment are sitting just above the relegation zone. You've got 7 games left. You're sitting in 17th place, played 31, won 7, drawn 8, lost 16, goal difference of minus 14. You've got 25 points. Luton are just 3 points behind. Burnley are 6 points behind. Sheffield United are bottom of the table. They're 10 points behind. How are you feeling right now, Ben?
You know what? As a Forest fan, did I expect to be around that area? Yes. Because we know the second season syndrome is always going to be hard. When we had Steve Cooper as Nottingham Forest manager, we know it was going to be tough for him. And then we got sacked. And then we brought your old manager in to the club, Nuno. Has anything changed since then? And like I said, we won last week. Nothing's changed for that. But listen, I expect to be around that area. But now we're fourth to bottom. And as you mentioned, the points deduction has hit us hard a little bit. Am I disappointed with it? Not really. But I still think we should have been getting more wins as we expected, because there's been a few games I've raised my eyebrow a little bit on that we should be winning. But listen, it is what it is. This is what Premier League's for, Chris. And we need to do better. We need to do better if we need to stay in the Premier League.
Ben, of course, earlier on in the season when Spurs came to the City Ground, we won 2-0. It was Steve Cooper's last game in charge. You then appointed former Spurs manager Nuno Espirito Santo. And I say that lightly because he was only with us for a couple of months. Of course, he got manager of the month in the first month at Tottenham, and then was sacked, I think it was on the 1st of November, the day after the 3-0 home defeat against Manchester United. What have you made of the change, and what has Nuno changed at the football club since he's been?
Mr. Cooper, last year, the word low block football, I don't like it. I don't like it. But when you're playing against attacking teams, that's what he did. And I was disappointed when Steve Cooper left, because he was a fantastic manager for us, and people might disagree on this. He always be a legend under Nottingham Forest for what he did for the club. And then Nuno come in, and you said it loosely about him being not at Spurs as much. Have I been impressed with him? 4 wins he's had. this season, and like we won against Fulham on Wednesday. The difference between Cooper and Nuno is he is playing good football, but the problem is it's just his substitutions is a bit okay. He should have done that. I've seen like against Luton, we're winning 1-0 and the substitution wasn't great. And the player that he brought in as well in January was a bit, again, we brought in Sells. We needed a goalkeeper because Matt Turner and Vlach wasn't great. And then we brought in Gino Reyna and Ribeiro from Dortmund and Benfica. And they've not played. But when Nuno says we want to bring these players in and he's not playing it, it doesn't make sense for myself and all Forest fans. But I don't know. It's a strange one because I'm looking at the record with for Wolves because he didn't do great with Spurs. He didn't do great for South Bremen team that he got sacked with. I don't know.
He said he would make us proud.
I said exactly the same. The thing is, I said, it's difficult, Chris, because all the love that we gave to Steve Cooper, like I said, we gave him so much love, and it's so difficult to give that love back to the next manager. And we all, Nuno knows it's going to be difficult for all Forest fans to give the love to him. So, but for what we're seeing now, like I said, we played Crystal Palace draw 1-1 last week. I'm like myself, we're playing at home, and the team that I selected, it wasn't great. And I'm out, and I'm not going to lie, and I'm Forest fans might go for me on this. I said Nuno out.
But yeah? So yes, early?
Because it's just the way we're playing football. And when, like I said, there's been a few games that I'm like, we could talk about Brentford away as well. That was a bit okay. We should be winning teams like that. And everyone booed after the Crystal Palace game. Then the Fulham game, we made some changes. And I put my hands up for this. He got it right. He had to get it right because we all took out players like Sangare. We got from PSV Eindhoven for 35 million. Big price tag on him. And all Forest fans expect to be fantastic. And we've got Ryan Yates as well, another legend for me personally. I love Ryan Yates. Nuno kept playing them together, and it's not working at all. The Fulham game, like I said, I put my hands up for him. He got it right. He changed it up. And we're playing, we could have won, I don't know, 7-1 against Fulham. So for me, yes, it's what we won that game, but we need to improve now and get positive results. Because, like I said, I expected to get 4 points from the last two games, and it did happen. Now we've got Spurs. What's Nuno going to do now? Are we going to play attacking football or let Spurs come for us? Because we know Spurs are a fantastic team going forward. Is Nuno going to do exactly the same? Because if we did what we did to Fulham against you lot, it's going to be a cracking game. I just don't want Nuno to tinkle. I want Nuno to keep the same team against you lot, but we don't know what he's going to do. And this is why I say, as for Nuno, I said it, I don't remember, Chris, Leeds, the Saturday manager with 7 games to go. Do I want Nuno to get sacked? No, but I want to stay in the Premier League. That's the matter. Because I don't want, as you know, because he was in the Premier League for 23 years. And I don't want him like, if Nuno, right, let's keep it real. If Nuno gets relegation, gets forced relegation, is it his fault? Yes. Because when Steve Cooper got sacked, we wasn't in the bottom three. So Nuno's these 4 points, hopefully we can improve that and get a positive result at Spurs.
How confident are you that you're going to stay up, Ben?
Listen, like I mentioned, the 4 points, it's something positive.
What you think about that answer? Your remaining fixtures: Tottenham away, Wolves at home, Everton away, Manchester City at home, Sheffield United away, Chelsea at home, and Burnley away.
The games that we've got to, as you know, because we've got to focus on teams like Burnley, Sheffield United, Everton, Wolves and mid-table team, and we've got to focus on teams like Wolves and Chelsea, because they've got nothing to play for. So we've got to take advantage of the approach of them, and especially the teams below us. When you've got teams like yourself and Man City, okay, I hate the word free hit. I don't like it, because we need to go for 3 points every game. So it's going to be tough. I'm not going to go and say, oh, yes, we're doing every single game, because we're not. I believe we can, because like I said, last week, I'm happy Spurs beat Luton. So thank you very much, Spurs, for beating them. We got Forest, Luton, Everton, maybe Brentford, Sheffield United and Burnley, I think they're down. So it's going to be tough. To answer, I think we'll stay up. Just so, yeah. Hopefully we do.
Ben, what's the atmosphere been like amongst the Nottingham Forest fans at recent games? Because I tell you what, that game a couple of days ago when you beat Fulham 3-1, I've got to say, when I saw that result, I was very, very surprised, because two reasons. Fulham are a decent side, and a couple of weeks ago, Fulham absolutely battered Spurs. And it's fair to say that, you know, it could have been a lot more on the night. And a lot of Spurs fans expected us to go to Craven Cottage that evening and, you know, put in a decent shift and get the 3 points and score quite a few goals, because the week before we battered Aston Villa 4-0 at Villa Park. You know, and they're our biggest rivals at the moment for that fourth spot in the Premier League table. What was it about that Fulham game a couple of days ago that has been so different? And I'm going to put the team lineup here on screen. If you could talk us through each player and give us their strengths and tell us what we should worry about with certain players.
So the first question, Chris, like I said, this is as far as fans might go for me, I think quite a lot might agree. The atmosphere has not been great. And like I said, I've mentioned before with the Fulham game, we won one home game, and that's against West Ham. And the atmosphere against Fulham was amazing. Absolutely amazing for the game. We're always up for it. But sometimes, if we're not playing great, the atmosphere, you can't hear a pin drop. And from after that game, when we won, I think we felt like, yes, we got a win at last. Less pressure on Nuno. And then it feels good. But the team that we had, every Forest fan complained about the goalkeeping situation. And when you mentioned experienced goalkeeping cells, he's helped us a lot big time. He's made some cracking saves like he did against Fulham. And it's a massive help with his experience. The back four, I know you, since Murillo, the number 40, he's a fantastic defender, and he's got a massive, massive future ahead of him. I know Spurs might be linked with him soon. I can hear it. He's fantastic. He's young. I don't know if Spurs fans know, he's only played football for a year and a half, because we signed him from Flamengo, I think it was, and he only played 12 games for them, and then he signed for us. The question that all Forest fans always talk about is Ryan Yates, and he's an unsung hero for me. He gets a lot bit of slack, but he knows his job. But again, I think this is the game against Spurs is this type of game. If I'm honest, the other player that we can talk about is Chris Wood. But all Forest fans will know, last season he wasn't that great, and I've got to give a props to Nuno. When Nuno came in, he has changed Chris Wood how to play football. You mentioned about the game against Newcastle when he scored a hat-trick. It was one of the best performances that we witnessed. And now he's scored 12 goals for us. Since Nuno's come in, he has changed the way he has played. And we can mention players like Tyrell Wanley. He hasn't played much. He's always injured. And Chris Wood had to come in. He had to come in and change the way he played, and it's worked. And I don't know if you saw the goal on Wednesday against Fulham. That goal says He is confident. He's ready. And I think he is the guy to keep Forest up. So there's three players out there. We can mention Cam Hudson-Odoi, that played against that team you love, Chelsea. Anthony Elanga, another player that could be hit and miss as well. And another player that I know we always link with, Morgan Gibbs-White. I know Spurs might talk about him. He's a player that he's that link that can make something happen. And he has set up most of Chris Wood's goals. So if Gibbs-White is on form and Chris Wood is on form, we can get some at Spurs. But we've got to, these players have got to perform. And if we don't, we'll be in big trouble. But listen, Nuno, I've been criticising for a little bit, but I think when you've got players like Murillo at the back with pace, I think that will help us for the long run to the end of the season.
So you don't expect Nuno to make any changes to that starting 11, Ben?
He shouldn't, though. If he does, I'll be disappointed, because especially the first half against Fulham, we were fantastic. But since we've come back in the Premier League, that's been our best performance for Nottingham Forest. So hopefully he doesn't change it. If he does, it'll be a tactical change. But I personally can't see it. So if he does, then we have to see from there.
We'll do score predictions right at the end of the show, but I just wanted to get your confidence feeling. You know, how are you feeling ahead of this game?
Listen, Spurs, they've got a good side, and we can mention Son, Madison, I think the whole back four. I would say that I've been impressed with a lot. What's the Dutch guy?
Van der Ven.
I've been very impressed with him, because when Spurs signed them, for who is this guy? But I watched him on TV, Chris, and I've been really impressed with him. And like I said, the whole back four, I've been really impressed with. It's going to be tough. Am I confident? You know what? If we get a point, if this is the team we play against Sunday, it's going to be difficult. But we had a discussion about Madison and Gibbs-White. Madison, for me, we've got to stop him. Because if we don't stop Madison, it's going to be another defeat for Forest. So our midfield, like I said, I mentioned Ryan Yates. If Ryan Yates, we all know what Ryan Yates does. He kicks people a lot. Yeah, I think I remember that City Ground. Spurs fans were murdering about Ryan Yates kicking people, kicking everyone apart. So it was on a forum, and I think I'm expecting Spurs fans to boo him on Saturday. But if Ryan Yates does his job on Madison, then we'll be in a game. But it's going to be tough. I can't go out here and say after winning against Fulham, we're going to batter Spurs, because it's not the case. So listen, it's going to be tough. And I just want a good performance from us and just do Forest proud.
You've used that word again, proud.
I just want a performance, Chris. I just want a performance, because
Nuno's getting to you.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I said it on my my platforms. The Luton away game, when we draw with Luton, like, I don't want to discredit Luton at all. And they, when we're winning 1-0 and we're controlling the game, he brings on a centre back like Felipe. I know, disrespect to Felipe. He was fantastic for us last season, but don't bring him on 75th minute when we control. I think he took off Chris Wood and brought Felipe on. It's one decision, and then about 5 minutes later, the score. So, it's, for me, it's just been the substitutions that upset me. And yes, we've done individual mistakes as well, and that's not on Nuno. But at the same time, it's very frustrating what Nuno does. Like the game against Crystal Palace, we played Felipe again. And then we'll play Sangare and Yates together, and both DMs, it doesn't work. So, listen, I personally think I want Nuno to keep the team. And if he doesn't, then I will be answering questions why.
Ben, what have you made of Spurs this season? Because, of course, you know, as I mentioned, we beat Aston Villa 4-0 away. We then lost to Fulham 3-0. We had the international break. Last weekend, we scraped a 2-1 win against Luton.
Thank you.
You know, Luton went 1-0 up. And for the first time this season, for the first time under Ange Postecoglou, there were a small part of the Spurs fan base at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium booing at half-time because we were 1-0 down against Luton. Of course, we got the win. Midweek, Tuesday night, we got a 1-1 draw at West Ham. A lot of fans weren't very happy with the performance. Ange Postecoglou has spoken at length about progress. You know, certainly as a Spurs fan, I can see there has been massive progress. You know, if you would have asked any Tottenham fan at the start of this season, you know, with 7-8 games to go, will we be anywhere near the top four? I think most of them, including myself, would have said no way we'll be anywhere near the top four, especially losing Harry Kane. We've had a couple of decent transfer windows. Of course, we hope that, you know, another good transfer window again in the summer and Spurs to get business done early. But, you know, from what you've seen of Tottenham and Ange Postecoglou this season, what have you made of them? And are you surprised in the position that Spurs find themselves in, only 2 points away from the top four? Of course, Villa in fourth at the minute.
I think I mentioned on the channel when you came to us, and I said I've always been a massive fan of Ange. I like the way he conducts himself, the way he did with Celtic. And when you hired him, I thought, oh, we all know every manager will be under pressure with Spurs. I like the way he plays football. I think I said it again. I like the way he plays football and the players that he's brought in. And I said, the back four that you've got, I think no one knows who they are. Let's be real, no one knows who they are. And we'll talk about Romero as well. He's a fantastic defender. I forgot about him. The way he plays football is just, I mentioned the game against Chelsea when he lost 4-1. And I thought, what's he doing? He's still going for it. And I love that. I love that. And when I see the Spurs fans like clapping after that game, I'm like, is this the fact that Ange has done? Because if that was a different manager, I know.
So early as well.
Yeah, so early. It would have been, I think Spurs would have gone on a meltdown if that happened. But I love, like I said, when I see press conferences before the game, and I always watch Ange, I like the way he talks to the media. Like, I know it's the same old this and that and other. But the way Ange speaks to the media, it's just, I love it. And with Nuno, we mentioned Nuno as well. I think he hates the media in some way because he's sick of the same questions. But with Ange, I enjoy it. The players, I said, when he brought in Madison, I think it's a top coup for him. And I said, I think Spurs, since Harry Kane left, is a massive missing piece for you lot. Madison, Son. We're going to talk about Brendan Johnson as well, if you want. I think that team, if you don't get top four, like Aston Villa have been fantastic. Let's keep it a little bit. They've been great. I know you lot beat them 4-0, but I just, not for Spurs, just for Ange. I think he deserves to get top four. I'm not saying it's the money channel. The way he plays football, I enjoy it. So I just hope, for Spurs fans' sake, that you get top four. Because I like him. And if you ever sack him, and if we get rid of Nuno, he can come to Forest. Because I know Ange, he knows Mr. Mounakis. So Spurs fans, if you do want to get rid of him, and we do sack Nuno, he can come to Forest in the future. So... yeah, but like I love him. I like Ange, and I think he's got a good future. But he's had two fantastic travel windows. I think this one in January, I think he had a great one as well. So this next one is going to be so important as well. I know last year you got Timo Reimer as well. Do I think is he that number nine to get you the goals for next season? I don't think so. But listen, you've got a good side, and if Ange gets this window spot on, it's all about if, but maybes. That's what everyone talks about Spurs. So listen, I believe that he can do something, the quiz. Just hope you don't get all Spursy, as everyone says.
Well, we've got some very difficult remaining games coming up, Ben. If we look at the Premier League table now, Spurs, as I said earlier, are fifth. We've played 30, won 17, we've drawn 6, lost 7, got a goal difference of plus 18. We have 57 points. We have a game in hand over fourth place Aston Villa. If I was to ask you to predict who will finish fourth and who will be in those fifth and sixth Europa League spots, of course, it is possible that the English Premier League could have a fifth place in the Champions League. So, you know, watch this space on that. But Spurs, the eight remaining fixtures for Tottenham, Forest, Newcastle, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, and that Arsenal-Chelsea-Liverpool run will be played within a matter of 8 days. A very, very tough schedule there for Tottenham. And then the final three games, Burnley, Manchester City and Sheffield United. Are you confident the Spurs will finish in the top four? And what have you made of Aston Villa and Manchester United? Because United, even the other night against Chelsea, you know, what a game that was.
Yeah.
But they're so inconsistent.
But as I said, I personally think it's going to be you and Aston Villa. When we played Aston Villa, we lost, we won at our place 2-0. And we lost, was it 3 or 4? We lost 4-2. And we played fantastic against them, especially second half. I tell you, it's a weird one, because actually when you lot came to see it, Grant, I thought you played fantastic football, if I'm honest. It's a tough one, Chris. It's a tough one, because you both deserve to be a champion of football. And I want, especially Aston Villa, I'm not saying it because of Spurs as well. If that fifth spot gets Champions League football, Spurs all the way, because, like I said, I want a new team like Aston Villa get top four and Spurs as well to get to be there. But I don't. I want Spurs to get it because I'm not saying it because I love Brendan Johnson. I know his family, Alisson and David. Spurs for me. I want Spurs to get it. Like, I've got a little soft spot for Aston Villa. I'm still Spurs all the way on this one, but yeah, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I don't know, Chris. I can't answer it. I don't know. Spurs over.
There's still a long way to go, and we know how the Premier League is. Yeah,
You've got the game in hand. You've got the game in hand, and if you get the game in hand, you're back in the top four. So it's whoever. Can I mention it at the end of the season? Who gets top four? Yeah, if that's okay. I don't mind. It'd be Villa or Spurs, but sorry, Spurs fans. I can't. I just don't know who I want. Because like Villa and Spurs, they're both good teams, and it's hard to answer.
Ben, you've mentioned Brennan Johnson. Of course, he scored for the fifth time in the Premier League this season away at West Ham in a 1-1 draw on Tuesday evening. Now, let's talk a little bit about Brennan Johnson, because so far this season, he's scored 5 goals. He's provided 7 assists in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt. He's played in 27 Premier League games, started 19 of them. 1,654 minutes played so far for Tottenham. And as you can see from this graphic here, he's had 40 shots in the Premier League for Tottenham, scoring 5 times, the XG 7.3. Now, you can see that 4 of the 5 goals have actually came in the 6-yard box and 1 inside the 18-yard box. What have you made of Brennan Johnson in a Spurs shirt so far, Ben? And it's probably a silly question, because I know you're a big fan. Were you disappointed to see him leave?
Listen to me. What Brennan Johnson did for Nottingham Forest, I remember I put something on my Instagram. And when he was in Championship with us, his goals got us up. His goals kept us up last season. I know he didn't play that much at the end of last season, but it's always going to be like legend gets thrown around way too easy these days. And for what he did for Nottingham Forest, and I might get beat down for this, he's a legend. So the move to Spurs, did he deserve it? Of course he did. Of course he did. Because he's a young, he's a hungry, he's a Welsh international. I personally think he'll do well. But the thing I've got to tell Spurs fans, just be patient with him. Be patient because he's young, he's learned, and he's challenging for things. He's challenging to be in top four. I remember watching the game, I think he beat Crystal Palace. Was it 3-1 away? And I think he just come on. And I think he made assist. I think, did he score as well? I think he set Son up. And that's the Johnson that I love seeing. He makes goals, he makes things happen. And yes, he's been criticised a lot. And listen, everyone has an opinion about each player, but just give him patience to Brennan because he's going to be a fantastic player for us. So just don't howl him out because what he did for Nottingham Forest, it will never be forgotten. But just be patient. And I remember it was one game and it sticks out so much. It was giving him so much slack one game, 1 week. And then I think he scored in the 90th minute because I don't know what team it was. He scored a goal at White Hart Lane, I think it was. And the move from this question to destroying him to thinking, oh, he's a legend now. Thinking, okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
He's a good player, Brennan. He's just going to give him patience and time will tell if he'll be successful or not. But just give him time. He's a great player, great lad. He's got a fantastic family around him as well. But listen, he is going to be a good player. Just give him time.
He has had a lot of criticism earlier on in the season, Ben, from a lot of Tottenham Hotspur fans. I think they've expected him to be doing a lot more, scoring a lot more, assisting a lot more. But these last few weeks, particularly, we have seen, you know, I believe, a completely different Brennan Johnson. And he seems to be this super sub. When he came off the sub bench in the last couple of weeks, he seemed to have had a real impact in the game. Do you think that someone like Brennan Johnson at Spurs is better coming off the bench or starting matches for Tottenham?
It's a tough question. I've seen in the chat before saying what's the position, left wing or right wing. Listen, we all know that the Spurs, since Johnson's come to the club, it's always going to be you're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows. And you don't know. If you start here, it could be fantastic. If you start off the bench, he could be good or bad. You've got to think about the other player that Spurs got as well. Kulusevski, Maddison, Son.
Yeah,
you've got good other players as well, and you can't be just all about Johnson. I think that's it. This season, I think he's got a few games to go. I think he's still got there's loads. I think he's just starting, but I'm biased. I'm going to say that because he's a top guy. And when I say that, I was proud of him when he moved to Spurs because he deserved it. And listen, give him a chance and he'll do things for you. Just give the guy time and you'll eat your words. But time will tell.
Ben, team news ahead of this game. Richarlison is out with a niggle. Solomon Sessegnon forced up.
I can't stand it. This is Chris, this is why I didn't mention that guy. I didn't mention it. I mentioned Kulusevski, Son. I can't stand him. Not just because of the Spurs day. I think when he was at Everton, I didn't stand him then. So sorry, Spurs fans. I can't stand him.
What is it? Is it because he was showboating?
Yes. And what player, I don't know if you remember, what player destroyed him? Brennan Johnson. So, yes. Nah, listen. I'm happy. Listen, man, joke aside, he's a good player. He's a good player as well. So, we start.
As I said, Solomon Sessegnon and Forster all remain out. Willy Bolly is still out for Forest. Now, Spurs lost 6 of their 7 Premier League games against Forest between 1993 and 1997, but have won the subsequent 5 meetings, keeping 4 clean sheets in the process. Now, Spurs are home this season, Ben, have won 11 out of 15, including 7 of the last 8. Spurs have come from behind to win 5 Premier League home games this season. Of course, Heung-min Son has been a massive part of that. Son is our top goal scorer in the Premier League so far this season with 15 goals. Richarlison with 10. Dejan Kulusevski with 6. Assists, Heung-min Son with 8. Pedro Porro and James Maddison both with 7s. Now, interestingly, Spurs have scored 62 goals in the Premier League this season. 47 from open play, 10 from set pieces. Interestingly, none from free kicks as yet. James Maddison is yet to find the net from a free kick. Penalties 1, own goals 4, expected goals XG 53.8. Ben, do any of these stats here surprise you? Set pieces 10, free kicks 0. Heung-min Son, of course, we've spoken about. He's on fire so far this season, of course. Captain Richarlison, second top goal scorer of 10. He's out. Dejan Kulusevski was 6. He was left out of the last game. He was on the sub bench. What do you make of those stats?
I think they're right, if I'm honest. You expect Son to be top scorer for you lot, because what can I say about it? He's still a world-class player for you lot. Listen, I don't really need to put stats as much as I can, but you've got a good side. You've got a good team, either way. I think what's the place at Saar? Is it Ivory Coast? Is it Ivory Coast? Who's it played for? Is it Saar? Saar? Yeah. Is it Saar?
Saar is Senegal.
Senegal. That's sorry. My apologies. I like him as well. And I know he's a bit of a dirty tackler as well. And do you think he'll play on Sunday? Because if he does, it'll be him and Ryan Yates battle. If I'm right, I've done a little joke with Saar, but Saar and Ryan Yates, who's better? And I always say Ryan Yates as well.
Do you know what, Ben? I said this on the last Spurs Chat podcast. It's very, very difficult at the moment to try and pick Ange Postecoglou's starting 11. He switches a lot of players around, and Saar was actually dropped for the last games on the sub bench against West Ham. He came on, but it's very, very hard to predict Ange's starting 11 right now. Mm. Talking about Heung-min Son, he's been involved in 11 goals in the last 12 Premier League home games, scoring 7 and assisting 4. And Forest have won just 2 of their last 25 Premier League away matches, drawing 7 and losing 16. Now,
why is he Robert Inquist? That's a team that is taking the mick. We say that. That's taking the mick.
Well, I was going to say, if you're a travelling fan, travelling up and down the country watching Forest, that must be a hard struggle.
It is a hard struggle, but we love the game. We love the game, don't we? So that's what it is.
I didn't mean to rub it in, by the way.
Yes, you did. So don't try and twist it. Yes, you did. This is about. I've seen that we beat Chelsea, we beat Newcastle. Who else? We beat Southampton last season as well. So it's been tough away from home. But listen, I love watching Forest. But we've got. You mentioned Son. He can be quiet. Like you went here, pinch up from him, and he'll still score. He'll still score past us. So. He's a top player, Son. I don't know how we're going to stop him, because the question was, like I said, when Harry Kane left, it was up to him to be the next man to get the goals, and he hasn't failed at all. So I don't know how we're going to stop him, because he's all of them little spots like he does, like he did last season when he scored past Thursday. He's quiet, didn't hear. I was like this. Where is Son? I can't hear him. 2 minutes later, he scores. So he's a top player, and that's what I said. We mentioned about the top 4. I think he deserves to get Spurs in the top 4 with his goals that he's had. So this one is. I just hope. I hope he's quiet for the whole game next tomorrow, because he's a top player. But we'll wait and see.
Ben, what have you made of Harry Kane's move to Bayern Munich? And it looks like Bayer Leverkusen are going to win the league.
I love to joke about it, and especially to Arsenal a lot as well. It's funny. I think it's very funny. But listen, he's a top player, Harry Kane. Very top player. But, Jack, do you miss him? The question is, do you like miss him? Do you miss his goals? Do you think, like, if Harry Kane was with Spurs now, do you think you'd be top two?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it would have been a very, very different season. And I think that it's fair to say that that's probably gone through Harry Kane's mind. But I didn't blame Harry Kane at all for leaving.
You can't blame him.
No. You know, he's been at Spurs for a long time, and it's about showing ambition. It's about progressing and moving on. But you know, all of the very best to Harry Kane. But whenever I ask anyone that question, they give exactly the response you just did. Smile, a little chuckle, and go, wow, yeah, he's, you know, one of them things, isn't it?
He's a top player, but like I said, if Harry Kane stayed for Spurs right now, like, I just don't think it'd be the way Ange plays. I don't think it would suit Kane, if I'm honest, because the way...
People have said that, Ben, but we had a pre-season friendly. He scored four goals.
I don't think if Kane would play under Ange, I don't think it would work.
Would fit in anywhere, in my opinion. Kane would fit in anywhere.
Don't get me wrong, he's a world-class striker. World-class. But I'm just saying, the way Ange plays football, right, he's just... We can say we had Lewis Grubben. Tower won it. He's a guy that he can score goals as a number nine, and he'll stay in the 18-yard box. And with Harry Kane, he scored goals outside the box, but Ange just goes gung-ho. I just don't think he would have suited Kane at all. But maybe's and all that, isn't it?
No, I think Harry Kane would fit in definitely in this system with Postecoglou, 100%.
Chris Kane's gone. He's get over it now. He's a buying with
it. I'm over it. I'm just saying. he would definitely.
First fan, do you see Chris Bates? He hasn't got over it yet, so he's gone.
I'm over it. Well, another guy that I'm completely over is Nuno Espirito Santo. Let's talk about him a little bit more. He won his first game. As Forest boss, of course, away at Newcastle, Chris Wood getting a hat-trick. Since then, drawn 2, lost 3 away from home. Also wanted to ask you, Ben, about Morgan Gibbs-White, because he is constantly linked to Tottenham at the moment. So far this season, he's had 57 shots. He's scored 4 goals, 3 inside the 18-yard box, 1 just outside the box. XG 5.7. Assists 7 so far this season. He's been involved in 30 matches, started 28 of them, 2,552 minutes played. Ben, talk to me about Morgan Gibbs-White. Do you think that he is a star for the future? Do you think that he will end up going to one of the so-called big six clubs in the Premier League at some point?
Listen, since Morgan Gibbs-White's come to Nottingham Forest, he's been a pleasure to watch. He's had his highs. Last season, he had his highs. We mentioned about Brendan Johnson. He was our Tiesman, as you say it. But since Brendan's gone, Muggs White, as he has stepped up, he's still some bits that he needs to improve. If I'm honest, like with set pieces and all that. But, you know, we look at this map and he's still a fantastic player. Do I think he's ready if he did leave and ready for the top six? Everyone mentioned about Brennan. Was he ready for the top six? And he's still getting used to this level with a top 16. I think he is ready because he's a different type of player to Brennan. And he's versatile as well. He can play that number 10. He can play deep. He can be a winger. He can be the false number nine, as he has done with Nottingham Forest. I think he'll do well with anyone. I think if he did go to Spurs, I think he'll suit Spurs because, he, like I said, that versatile that Spurs do, I think, and it'll be right up Spurs Street if he did sign. But he's a top player, and he's still learning the game. And the question is, if he does want to get an England call up, it is sad to say that he has to go to a top 16. I want him to get an England call up. Why is that Nottingham Forest? But it is, if he does leave, I don't think he's going to Chelsea. Oh, because he'll just ruin his career there. But Spurs for me, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying it because I'm on this channel. I think he'll be a coup for Ange because he's a very good player. And he always, like, we do get frustrated with just the way he does his little tricks and all that. But listen, he's a top player. And I think he's a Spurs player, but even Aston Villa. Like, I think you'd do well for Aston Villa as well, but someone like Spurs or Aston Villa, if he does leave Forest, then they're the clubs that he should consider going to. But yeah, he's a top player for Forest.
Ben, what is his best position, would you say? Because I tell you what, looking at this graphic here, it's interesting because the last couple of weeks, Spurs have been kind of criticised for trying to walk the ball in the net all the time and players not really shooting, especially from outside the box. But when you look at this graphic from Morgan Gibbs-White so far this season, 57 shots, as I said, he seems to be shooting from all over the place, especially outside the box.
When we have Steve Cooper, especially this season, he's playing as a winger. And everyone got pushed, and everyone kept thinking to himself, why is he playing a winger? Because we play Langer as a number 10, and I didn't see the logic of him playing as a winger. And then when Nuno came in, he put him as number 10, and you mentioned it, he's shooting from anywhere. And that's where we get, like I said, we mentioned the Newcastle game, fantastic game, setting Chris Wood's goals. And yeah. I don't know if I said it, he has set up Chris Wood's goals this season. And number 10 role is best. He can play deep as well, as number 8 or number 6, whatever you want to call it these days. But number 10 is his best position. And he just frustrates sometimes. Like, he will frustrate his all Forest fans. The set pieces is a bit shocking this season, especially corners and free kicks. But he's a top player. And I think his best position is number 10. But I like him. I just hope it's going to be hard to keep him next season with the FFP and all that. So, listen, he's a top level. Number 10 is a position that he can play.
Ben, can I ask you about the point deduction? What is the latest on that? Have the club appealed against the point deduction, and what do they expect the outcome to be?
When we got the four-point deduction, I think, did we deserve to get the point deduction? Yes, because we've not comply with the rules, have we? So we've got the 4-point deduction. We have appealed for it, and I think if we do get one point back, it's a bonus, because every point, as you know, Chris, is so important to see in the Premier League. And it is hard, and we can all mention about all the players that we brought in this season. Some players have been good, some players have been bad. And yes, it is frustrating sometimes when you hear teams like ourselves, Everton, and no one's talking about the number teams like Man City and Chelsea. And it is very hard to take. But listen, we've got to be on the rules. We did admit that we broke the rules. Like, regarding Brendan Johnson coming to us, Tottenham Hotspur, it would have been nice. It would have been nice if you brought him in June. For that kind of price, but you didn't.
Had Andrew been here, we would have got the business done a lot earlier.
Exactly, and that's why it frustrates me, because I don't know if you know, Brentford wanted him, and Brennan didn't want to go there. Simple as that. So it's difficult with it all, but we have appealed for it, and hopefully we get a point back. But it's better than nothing. I don't know if we do lose appeal, the points, more points back on. I don't know all that nonsense, but it is hard to take, and every point is vital. And start the game is no different. Sunday's game is no different. So we need to get the 3 points or even a point. So listen, every point's major, but it was hard because before we had the point structure, we kept saying, when is it? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be this? All the teams below us beat, we should have had 10 points. Listen, it's done now, and we've got to just concentrate on the pitch now because every game, every point is so important for Nottingham Forest.
Yeah. Well, going into this game against Spurs, Forest were unbeaten in their last three, including that win against Fulham on Tuesday evening. Forest have scored 3 times in 2 of their 14 games under Nuno Espirito Santo, as many times as they did in 55 games under Steve Cooper. What an interesting stat that is. One clean sheet, though, Ben, in the last 20 Premier League games, and that was back in February in a 2-0 win against West Ham. Let's have a look at some stats from Forest so far this season. Of course, 39 goals in the Premier League, open play goals 34, set pieces 4, exactly the same as Spurs, 0 free kicks, 1 penalty, no own goals, expected XG 39.2. As you mentioned earlier, Chris Wood, top goal scorer with 11 goals, top assist maker, Morgan Gibbs-White with 7, Alanga with 7. Ben, who are the players on Sunday afternoon at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium? What Nottingham Forest players should we be really looking out for, and who will be the most threatening, in your opinion?
As we mentioned, Morgan Gibbs-White. If he plays good, we can make something happen. We our players like Cam Hudson-Odoi. I love Cam Hudson-Odoi. We've got him on the cheap, and I don't know how. He can do something. Like, he's got a fantastic goal against Fulham on Wednesday, and he's a player as well. Another player like we've got, and I do expect Spurs to have a look at him, is Murillo. He's a player, like I said, he's only 21 years old, and he's got the biggest future in football, if I'm honest. And we all know the top 16 are looking at him as well. So he's a player that has been fantastic for Forest. But I've got to mention, like, Chris Wood. He's a player that is on at this period of time, confidence is high. And if Morgan White or Callum Hudson-Odoi do give him the assist that he needs, he will give Spurs a threat. And as I say, I give confidence to Spurs' defence. I'm really impressed with their defending as well. And the defensive setup. But if Chris Wood plays good, I think Spurs will be in trouble on Sunday. So I'm just hoping Gibbs White and Callum Hudson-Odoi are on top of the game, because we can get a result. And I can't wait to see us on Sunday.
Ben, when you look at these stats here, the away record, 15 games in the Premier League so far, you've only won 2, you've drawn 4, lost 9, scored 16, so just over a goal a game, conceded 30, so the average of 2 per game, goal difference of minus 14, only 6 points on the road. Actually, that's wrong, isn't it? Because, of course, the point deduction. So it's actually 10 points on the road this season. When you think about the remaining away games that you've got to play against Tottenham, against Everton, against Sheffield United and against Burnley, you know, those games against Sheffield United and Burnley are going to be absolutely huge for you, aren't they? But do you worry about that away record? And I suppose it's a very silly question, but how on earth does Nuno Espirito Santo improve that away record for you?
When he came to Nottingham Forest, we had 1 win away against Chelsea, and like I said, Steve Cooper got sacked, and we mentioned again the Newcastle game. It was one of the best away performances since he got back in the Premier League, and it was just like the way he was playing. It was the same as like we had with Steve Cooper, but better going forward, just not scoring goals, and our defending wasn't great. it's hard to say. Like I said, with the goals that we are conceding, and like I said, it's just, I mentioned, like I said, that Luton game. We should have won that game easy. As well with Brentford. We should have got at least a point there as well. And with Nuno, like I said, but after the Crystal Palace game, I wasn't impressed at all. And I think there's quite a lot of Forest fans that wasn't impressed. And I suppose a few Spurs fans and said to Ben, are you happy with Nuno? I'm like, no, I'm not happy with him. And Spurs fans said, I told you so. And but we've got to think about Spurs are going for top six. We're going to stay clear from bottom three. And do I think Nuno can get results against Everton, Burnley and Sheffield United away? Yes, we can. But he needs to improve, because if we play the way we did against Luton, against Everton, especially Everton, because we've got them soon, we're in big trouble, because Everton are fighting for this. Everton's form has been poor. It's just shocking. Yeah. And our form has not been great either. So, listen, it's going to be hard. And do I blame in Nuno after the Fulham game? Tad. I'm not going to say, because we won 3-1. I'm not like, yes, okay. In Nuno, we trust. If we get at least a point against Spurs, am I going to be happy? Yes. It's weird to say. I want to win. I go there to win games. But we've got to look to say, oh, is the point good enough? Yes, but we've got to improve, because if we don't, we're going to slip in the bottom three, and Luton are coming for us. I know their last two performances have not been great, but Nuno's got to improve, and if we don't, we're in big trouble. But these games away from home are so, so important, and I just hope Nuno just changes his way away game approaches and just win games for us.
Ben, just a simple yes or no. Will Nottingham Forest be in the Premier League next season?
Oh, you done me there, Chris. Luton, everyone. Well, let me ask you a question, right? And let's people in the chat. Everyone wants Luton to stay up, right? That'd be a fairy tale story. Yeah.
A lot of fans have enjoyed watching Luton because of the way that they have they've really gone for it this season, and I've really enjoyed watching them. But you know, when I saw them a couple of weeks ago, you know, 3-0 up at Bournemouth and then to lose 4-3, you just cannot do that in the Premier League. Yes. You know, you've got to shut up shop, and you've got to just go and get the 3 points, especially when you're in that position in the Premier League table. But a lot of people have enjoyed watching them.
I think everyone wants to stay up, because it'll be the fairy tale for the Premier League. But the question is, can Forest stay up? I think we can. But the question is, can Nuno continue? Like I said, we won beat them 3 games.
He's going to make you proud, mate.
The question is, what I said, Nuno has got to outdo Steve Cooper to give the love that we gave to Steve Cooper to Nuno.
Yeah.
And that's not frustrating, like myself. And we know the Premier League is tough. It's not like the Championship. And with this owner, Mr. Marinakis, he's a trigger-happy person for Olympiacos. And then if the slight Irma, five fans like myself, if Nuno's not being great, it's going to be horrible. But I want to stay up. Forget the Fulham win. It's just all the results I've just been disappointed with. I think it's going to be the last game of the season. Because we've got Burnley.
I think you'll stay up.
Just.
Yeah, I think you will. Ben, Nottingham Forest players would get into this Spurs team, do you think? If any.
Ooh, Murillo, definitely. I don't know if you've seen him, Chris. He's a fantastic player. Actually, he's, like I said, we signed him from the Fumeres, and he only played 16 games for them. And I don't know who this guy was. And he's come to Nottingham Forest. was it the second game he played for Forest or four? Wow, this guy's got the biggest future. And I think Spurs fans, I'm not saying go and have a look at him, but if when you watch him tomorrow, then you'll see after the game how good he is. I think it definitely can be the, I think he'll be a starter for Spurs. And he's, like I said, he's a great player for us. Can I see more Gibbs White? Maybe more Gibbs White can get in that Spurs team as well.
Ahead of hope.
He's versatile. This is probably...
What a great answer.
But it is. He's versatile. And that's the thing. He can play at number 10. He can play at number 8. And he can be a player as well. So he's one of the players, I said, if he's on the bench for you lot, he can place any of the... if it's Madison. I'm not saying that Billing guy's name. But I've had enough of him already. I know we're not saying much about him, but Marcus White could get in that team. Murillo. The question is, and again, Sangare, he's been really disappointing since we got from PSV. Could he get in the Spurs team if we do see him good? Two players is Murillo and Marcus White. But voice fans might disagree. There might be a few more players on that team, but. For me, Murillo and Marcus White.
Ben, lastly.
Just watch his first match. Watch it tomorrow and come back to me if I was wrong. And you watch, because it's you as well, Chris. After your review show, you tell me how he is. I think he'll be good for you a lot.
We'll let you know. Yeah. Lastly, Ben, match officials for the game on Sunday. The referee would be Simon Hooper. Assistants great. Adrian Holmes and Simon Long. The fourth official, Thomas Bramall. The VAR will be Michael Salisbury, and assistant VAR James Manwaring. What have you made of the match officials so far this season? And what have you made of VAR? Has it been good to you, or has it been terrible for you?
Shocking, absolutely shocking. Yes, I don't know if you've seen the game. Like I said, we can blame about referees over and over again, VAR over and over again. But we use the example for the Liverpool game. We had so many chances that we missed and that we should have scored. And the biggest one when the ball was brought back to us, and then about 2 minutes later they scored, and that was our fault. VAR. I agree with it on some extent, on it, but we hear it all over again. Is it biased to the top six teams?
What would you change, Ben, as a football fan? Because it's all well and good. All of us moan about it. All of us have been moaning all year, all season about it. And even some games have been so dominated by VAR and by refereeing decisions, etc., rather than sometimes the actual game or the quality of the football on the pitch. It's all been dominated by match officials. What would you change? Because a lot of people seem to be saying now, you know, put an ex-footballer in, put an ex-pro in there. You know, would it change anything? Would it speed it up? Because, you know, one thing springs to mind, even the other night when I was watching the Chelsea Man United game, penalty was given, it seemed to be clear cut, it took ages.
When I watch it German football, Italian football, Spain football, they do it really, really quick. For us, it takes like 5 minutes. Why? I think I was watching I don't know what game it was, it took like 4 or 5 minutes. Come on, so he's offside. And that's why I don't get with the fourth official or the guy who's in charge of VAR. Do it quick. I think that's frustrating us so much. And we had a decision, I think it was against West Ham, and Nicky Williams got fouled in the box. It took 5 minutes, and then we didn't get the foul for it. And then after the game, we talk about it, and then where's the penalty? And luckily enough, we won the game 2-0. But I'm 50-50 with it. But what frustrates me is, not just me, I think there's quite a lot of football fans moan about the bias towards the top six, about it, how they get it's more favourite to them to other channels. to other teams. And
do you really believe that?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. Because, and especially, and let me mention about this Liverpool game, because when the player got fouled, I think some of the players don't help themselves as well. And I don't know what Liverpool defender it was. He's on the floor, rolling around, and gets back up. And then, again, it's just shit to Liverpool, all of a sudden, and Liverpool score. But that's our fault. It's not the rest's fault. It's our fault for our defending. But sometimes I just feel it's a bias towards the top six and the low six, because we can mention like teams like Man City or Chelsea with the VA, with the FFP, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hop on about it. Everyone talks about Forest and Everton, but when it comes to the big six, it's okay. So yeah. It is frustrating sometimes, but I do agree with it. We need to make it more faster. Stop making it 5 or 6 minutes, because that's what I think it's frustrating for football fans more than anything else. And we've had some horrible decisions regarding VAR, but it's football. It's football. And everyone says it's right, it's wrong, but
yeah,
you know, it's hard. It's very hard to take sometimes. And if we go down to a VAR mistake, then it is what it is. What can you do about it? Then you'll hear on a Monday, from the referee saying, "Oh, sorry, it's too late to say sorry because we're down."
Yeah.
So yeah.
Ben, very last question. Score prediction. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Spurs win. As I mentioned those stats earlier on, I think that Spurs will probably go 1-0 down, and come back to win the game late on again. Goodmin Son with a double, I'm going to go with, and I'm going to go for a 2-1 Tottenham win. Of course, you need the points down at the bottom. We need the points at the top. This is going to be a big game. I think it's going to be a very difficult game for Tottenham. And, of course, you know, Nuno, as we've mentioned many times on this stream already, Nuno's return, first return to Tottenham since being sacked a couple of years ago. Ben, what do you reckon?
Listen, I'd be happy with a point. And If we do get a point, then that's 4 games aboard and unbeaten. Spurs are a good side.
Got that right. Nuno get manager of the month.
Exactly. If we get a point, then I hope Brendan Johnson had the worst game ever. Sorry, Alisson. I'm David. Spurs, I think Spurs will just win, because I mentioned Son. He can have a quiet game and he can score fantastic goals. And like I said, I'm really impressed with your defence as well. You know what? I've not even mentioned the goalkeeper as well. And I think he got fantastic goalkeeper as well.
Vicario, he's played very well.
Yeah, he's been playing very well. So I'll say the same. I think Spurs will win just 2-1. Our confidence will be high after the win against Fulham, but my head say 1-1, and my heart says 2-1 Spurs. But well, I hope I'm wrong. I want Forest win, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to preview this game. Please tell everyone where they can find you on social media, and tell everyone about your YouTube channel and what people can expect.
My name is Ben. Everyone calls me Door. So if you want to go follow my Instagram, please do. I like Chris goes to every Spurs game. I follow Forest up and down the country, around Europe, when we play pre-season football. And it's all Forest related stuff on my channel. So yeah, I'm looking to go to every single game. Like I said, it's my second time that I'll be going to Spurs. And I love the stadium. I love the food. And a great fan base as well. I'll be there tomorrow as well. So, yes, it's going on tour. Like I said, I do vlogs, game reaction, reviews, previews, and like Chris Butler Spurs, I do Forest content. And yeah, I have a few ex players as well on my channel with Kevin Campbell, David Phillips as well. I know you love Kevin Campbell from Arsenal. But yeah, all Forest related. So, if you do want to subscribe, please do. It helps my channel a lot. And yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. So yeah, please subscribe.
Yeah, please do head over to Ben's channel, give it a subscribe and like and comment as well, especially on all of the content for this Tottenham Hotspur game on Sunday. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, come on, you Spurs.
Up the Forest!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.